News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The House of Representatives is to vote on the bills that will make the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, the final court of appeal for Jamaica. Voting is slated to take place April 28 this year. Members of Parliament will vote on three pieces of legislation. These are an act to make provisions for the implementation of the agreement establishing the CCJ, an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica to provide for the replacement of appeals to the CCJ as Jamaica's final appellate court, and an act to amend the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act. The bills require a two-thirds majority in both houses of Parliament to secure their passage. In the meantime, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says switching to the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, will enable over 99% of Jamaicans to access their right of appeal. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says a number of Jamaicans are currently unable to appeal unsatisfactory verdicts to the UK-based Privy Council. She adds that switching to the CCJ provides a solution to the issue.
What these bills seek to do is to enable over 99% of the citizens of Jamaica to exercise a right that they have not been able to exercise for almost 200 years. It is a right that they were denied because of their circumstance in life. They could not afford to exercise that right. History and circumstances have now placed the power and duty in our hands by our vote to empower our fellow citizens in that respect.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller closed the debate on the CCJ bills in Parliament Tuesday. Cabinet has approved the ganja legislative framework, which will pave the way for ganja law reforms. Under the framework, amendments will be made to the Dangerous Drugs Act to facilitate the decriminalization of ganja and allow for its usage for medical, medicinal, and religious purposes, as well as personal use. In the meantime, a new regulatory body, the Cannabis Licensing Authority, is to be established to regulate the hemp and medicinal ganja industry under the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015.
The Cannabis Licensing Authority will, with the approval of the Minister responsible for Justice, make regulations treating with, among other things, procedures and criteria for applying for and retention of licenses, permits, and other authorizations for cultivation, processing, distribution, sale, and other handling of ganja for medical, scientific, and therapeutic purposes.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. And the government is moving to distribute over 45,000 certificates of title, which are ready for delivery to property holders island-wide. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Murray Sky, says the certificates to be distributed under the National Titling Program have been prepared by several ministries and state agencies. These include the Ministries of Transport, Works and Housing, Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, and Agriculture, as well as the Administrator General's Department and Housing Agency of Jamaica. Dr. Guy says delivery of the titles is a priority of the government.
We are intent on having all of these titles out because we recognize that if titles get into the hand of the individuals, then certainly it will contribute to economic growth and development of this country.
Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just memory soft, they could not please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, shame on. But just come through the door, she look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.